Western producer, Oh January, at times it can feel like it is going on forever. I like to think of it as the refresh month. It's a time to get back on schedule after the holidays. I have no worries about resolutions because I do not make them, and I use these indoor days to organize, declutter and restock the house. After all, sooner than you think, we will be out on lawnmowers again. I recently listened to a podcast on the new year and cleaning up our diet. Interestingly, the speaker challenged listeners to use January as a food thrift month to tackle the issue of food waste. The concept is to use up items that you have on hand that are perhaps imperfect but still full of nutrition and flavor that you might normally give up on and throw out. Food that is hiding in your vegetable and fruit drawers, freezer and pantry can be transformed into food offerings that are delicious and send a lingering aroma throughout your house. I think that is a win. First thing that came to mind was a warm winter soup, always satisfying and full of nourishment. Moroccan chicken vegetable soup. This is a recipe that has transformed over time at our house. One of the tricks to making a flavorful soup is to always sauté the vegetables to translucence before adding liquids. After making this soup, you might be able to see to the bottom of the vegetable drawer. 0.2 tablespoons oil, 30 milliliters, 3 carrots, peeled and finely diced, 33 stalk celery, finely diced, 31 onion, peeled and finely diced, 11 handful of spinach finely chopped, 11 halves c. finely chopped fresh mushrooms, 125 milliliters, 2 cloves garlic, thinly sliced or 1 teaspoon. Garlic powder 5 ml, dash of cumin, squeeze of lemon juice or a dash of soy sauce 4 circa. Chicken broth, either from bone broth or prepared, I like using McCormick cubes, 1 l 2 circa. Water 500 milliliters 2 circa. Chopped chicken, cooked 500 milliliters 1.5 c. Egg noodles 375 milliliters 1 circa. Frozen peas 250 milliliters 2 tablespoons fresh parsley, chopped 30 milliliters 1 thinly sliced green onion 1 seasoning salt. Salt and pepper to personal taste. Put the oil into a stock pot and heat over medium heat. When heated, add the vegetables, garlic, dash of cumin, lemon or soy sauce. Sauté them for a few minutes until their colors get intensified but they are translucent. Now add the chicken broth and bring it to a simmer. Add the chicken and the noodles and continue cooking until the noodles are tender. Stir in the parsley, green onion, seasoning salt, salt and pepper. Serve immediately with crackers, croutons or fresh hearty bread. Serves 4 to 6. Note, for variety and nutrition, add in about a 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, rinsed and cooked chickpeas or lentils for more texture and fiber. For a creamier soup, add a bit of cream, no more than a cup. You can leave out the cooked chicken if desired and go for a no-meat dish. I freeze bits of leftover chicken for this kind of dish. You could also substitute in turkey. Just be sure to chop into small pieces before freezing. One pan roasted chicken dinner. Roasting really brings out the flavor in food, and a colorful one-dish meal is such a pleasure, producing easy cleanup and delicious results. For this dish, use fresh or frozen vegetables. The trick is making items that are close to the same size and close to the same texture, firmness. For example, potatoes take longer to roast than many other vegetables, so they must be cut a bit smaller. 0.6 chicken breasts, thawed 64 tablespoons olive oil, divided 60 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Lemon pepper seasoning 5 milliliters 4 small potatoes, chopped into 1-inch pieces 42 peeled parsnips, cut into 2-inch pieces 24 peeled carrots, cut into 2-inch pieces 41 medium onion, quartered 11 c. Whole Brussels sprouts, fresh or frozen 250 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Garlic seasoning or powder 5 ml salt, pepper and seasoning salt to taste. Preheat the oven to 400°F, 200°C. Prepare baking pan, either a cookie sheet with sides or a large 10 by 15 inch, 25 by 38 centimeters. Place the chicken on a plate and drizzle with 2 tablespoon oil until coated. Season with lemon pepper. In large bowl, combine the potatoes, carrots, parsnips, onion, and Brussels sprouts. Coat with the remaining oil, season with garlic seasoning, salt and pepper to taste and place on the baking pan. Place chicken among the vegetables to spread the flavor. Roast in the oven for 1 hour or until just tender. Stir with tongs occasionally to spread the cooking juices. If dry on the pan, add more oil. Makes 4 large servings. Note: substitute in any vegetables you have on hand. I often add cauliflower pieces or cubed squash or beets or chunks of cabbage. Get creative. Just do not overfill your pan. Fruit and green salad. This salad is enjoyed by my family often. It is simple, refreshing, and I often make it this time of year to use up my canned oranges, which I buy for the holiday season. It is from my aunt, Alma Copeland, who is an exception cook, as many of you know. The recipe is originally from Company's Coming, Dinners of the World cookbook by Jean Pear, who passed away recently. Jean's legacy of good food will live on as her books are in many kitchens, providing family food staples. 1. Medium head of lettuce, cut or torn, head lettuce or romaine, my preference, 12c. Orange segments, you can substitute fruit like strawberries or other fruit, 500 ml 1 circa. Sliced celery 250 ml 4 green onions, sliced 4 dressing, 1/4 c. Oil 60 ml 1/4 c. Vinegar 60 ml 1/4 c. Sugar 60 ml 1/4 teaspoon. Salt 1 ml in a large mixing bowl, combine the lettuce, fruit, celery and green onions. Toss until combined. In another mixing bowl or measuring cup, combine the oil, vinegar, sugar and salt. Pour over salad just before serving. Makes 8 servings. Bourbon apple crisp. This recipe comes from www.freshliving.com. This site is one that I follow. It is full of information and great advice. Check it out on these cool winter days. There are always leftover, less than perfect apples in the fruit drawer, and after the holidays maybe some leftover bourbon or whiskey. It's such a sweet flavorful dessert with a kick. You are sure to love it. Apple crisp 5c. Peeled and sliced or chopped apples, about 4 to 6 apples, 1.25 L 1 circa. Old-fashioned rolled oats 250 ml 1/2 c. Flour 125 ml 1/2 c. Lightly packed brown sugar 125 ml 1 teaspoon. Ground cinnamon 5 ml 1/4 teaspoon. Salt 1 ml 1/2 c. Melted butter divided 125 ml. Bourbon sauce 1/4 c. Butter 60 ml 1 tablespoon. Flour 15 ml 1/2 c. Lightly packed brown sugar 125 ml 1/4 c. Bourbon or whiskey 60 ml 1/2 c. Cream or coconut cream 125 ml. Pinch salt 1 teaspoon. Vanilla 5 ml. Preheat the oven to 350°F, 180°F. Prepare a 8x8 inch, 20x20 cm, pan. Place the diced apples in a medium bowl and stir in 1 tablespoon of melted butter. In a large bowl, combine the oats, flour, brown sugar, cinnamon and salt. Mix to combine. Stir in the remaining melted butter to combine. Stir 1/4 cup of the oat mixture into the apples and stir to combine. Transfer the apples to the baking dishes and sprinkle the oat mixture evenly over the apples. Bake until the top is golden brown, about 1 hour. While the crisp is baking, make the bourbon sauce in a small saucepan over low heat, combine the butter and flour and whisk together. Cook for 1 minute. Add the brown sugar, bourbon, cream and salt. Simmer and whisk until the sugar is dissolved and the sauce has slightly thickened, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from the heat and whisk in the vanilla. Serve slightly warm with a scoop of vanilla ice cream and a drizzle of bourbon sauce. Serves 4 to 6. Note: substitute equal amounts of gluten-free flour and oats if desired. Peanut butter kisses. This is also a Jean Pear recipe from Company's Coming Kids Cooking. The cookbook, and specifically the page that this cookie combo is on, is very stained and tattered, the sign of a keeper. I use this to use up bottom of peanut butter jars and leftover chocolate bits, including Hershey's Kisses, which seem to frequent our house. 1/3 c. White granulated sugar 75 ml 2/3 c. Brown sugar 150 ml 1/2 c. Butter, softened 125 ml 1 egg 11/2 c. Smooth peanut butter, my favorite. I scoop Gold Pure Organic Creamy Peanut Butter, 125 ml 1 teaspoon. Vanilla extract 5 ml 1/2 c. Flour 375 ml 1 teaspoon. Baking soda 5 ml 1/4 teaspoon. Salt 1 ml. Sugar for rolling cookies. Hershey's Chocolate Kisses. Enough to have one to top each cookie, or leftover chocolate chunks of your choice. Place in the freezer before making cookies. Preheat oven to 350°F, 180°C, degrees. Prepare baking sheet with parchment, silicon mat or grease. Using an electric mixer, combine sugars, butter, egg, peanut butter and vanilla until well combined. Add flour, baking soda and salt to wet ingredients. Mix for about 3 to 4 minutes, scraping down the sides a time or two. Shape spoonfuls of dough into round balls, about 1.5 inches. Roll in sugar and place on lined baking sheet. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes or until slightly firm to the touch and crackly. Just before the cookies come out, get the chocolate pieces from the freezer. As soon as the cookies are out, press a kiss or chocolate chunk into the center of each cookie. Cool 5 minutes before removing from baking sheet to cool completely. Makes about 30 cookies.